What's up, y'all? It's your girl Renee.
What's going on, you guys? It's your girl Renee here, back at it again with another podcast. I hope you guys are having a great night. Got a lot we got to chop up tonight with just a lot of celebrity news and more. I have my co-host with me here, Zap. Looking stranger as ever. First of all, before we even get into the show, Zap, what is the reason for the nose?
Just Zap.
Zap, what's the reason for the nose?
Just Zap.
Anyway, we got a lot we got to talk about tonight. Zap and this first topic has a lot in common because, you know, he wouldn't tell you, but I'm pretty sure this is what the verdict is when it comes to Zap, okay? So basically, you guys saw the performance that Ashanti and No Dick Have an Ass, every time I look at Zap, I lose my focus. No Dick Have an Ass, Nelly, okay? Fans are all in their feelings and they want this couple to hook up again. Now, my thing is, we all saw the sex video. Zap, you saw it. Zap is quite fond of looking at dicks on a regular basis. Okay? So, Zap, give us your take
on... I just want to hear a story.
Zap, give us your take about Nelly's dick, because Nelly had his sex tape out. What did you think about the whole sex tape? Well, it wasn't technically a sex tape. You guys know what actually happened with Nelly whenever he was on Instagram. He claimed he ended up hitting a button while he was getting head. How do you actually hit the button while you're getting head? Zap, is that something that you and your girl on 4th Street do?
Zap,
no, answer my question. Is that something that you and your girlfriend on 4th Street, do you guys partake in stuff like that?
Zap.
Do you happen to just kind of hit the button on Instagram to show you guys actually having sex? Anyway, you guys know the drift of it, okay? You already know that Nelly supposedly made a mistake and it went all over Instagram and then everybody started showing the video all around. And what was surprising is all the women had a comment about Nelly's dick. They pretty much said, nigga didn't have no dick, okay? That they were shocked because, you know, when you look at Nelly, he's got the muscles. He's got the, you know, cute face or whatever have you. And you would think that the dick would match the body. But a lot of times we find out that with men, that's not the case. You know, we look at Zap, but we know, well, technically we know Zap's dick probably matches what he looks like. So I don't even want to go there. I'm using for an example. But clearly, I don't understand why, if the women are saying that he is not well endowed, why do you think Ashanti would want to deal with something like that? I don't understand that. You're going to push him off on somebody else who might have left him for that particular reason. I'm just saying that's allegedly. I'm not saying that she left him for because he had a small dick. I'm just saying it's possible. Zap, I want your whole take on this whole thing. Give us your whole take on it, because I know you want to say something about it.
Just Zap.
Zap, please give us something. Give us something about it.
I like his shirt.
Zap.
I like her boot.
Zap, give us something on the damn, and please make sure that people can hear you, because you're looking like a damn fool right now. You're actually worse than Kanye at this point, and your ass is going to be out of here if you can't seem to get your shit together. Now, either say something about the damn topic or get the fuck out. That's what it's going
to
be.
I've been restricted by the man to not speak on this.
Zap, what do you think? Because normally you don't have a problem with a woman showing half her damn ass to the damn world. So go ahead and speak on the topic.
I can't speak on the topic. I've been restricted by the man to speak on this.
Anyway, y'all, since his ass is acting like he ain't got no damn sense, this is kind of ridiculous to me that, you know, people are now all in their feelings about these people rekindling, because first of all, I don't think this would be a good match anyway. Nelly hasn't had a good track record when it comes to women. Let's just be clear.
Okay. Rekindle?
They want, because they were once an item and now they want them back together again. But I'm thinking, this is, why would women want to do that to Ashanti? Ashanti knows how big Nelly's dick is. She knew before the whole world knew. That's why she made up this excuse that, you know, which was good. She said it was nothing wrong with their, was it him or her that mentioned that their relationship was okay, that they had no bad terms. They just was away. They were away all the time. Was that her that said that, or was that somebody else?
That was his other girlfriend, you know, and he can't have too bad.
But what really happened with Ashanti? Because I want to know.
Okay, can I break the news to
go him? Ahead, because you know a lot about Ashanti.
First of all, mm-hmm. Nelly and Ashanti were dating.
mm-hmm.
prior.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I believe, in my opinion, and from reading sources,
mm-hmm.
Nelly was involved with Floyd Mayweather's Miss Jackson. Everybody know who Miss Jackson is. Floyd Money Mayweather proposed to her. He got involved with Miss Jackson after him and Ashanti broke up. Now, we don't know what reason why him and Ashanti broke up. We really don't know.
What my thing is, what happened with Mayweather and his girlfriend for her to actually want to go mess with Nelly?
Well, Floyd is a little, you know, hop around. He liked to hop around different places. And mm-hmm. I don't think a lot of women really want that. I think she wanted more of a one-on-one, not like, okay, you're going to be with this person, that
right.
with this person. And, you know, so she kind of like did a couple things, allegedly, not cheated on him, but she went and had, you know, had his baby taken care of, and he kind of got really upset with that, you know.
I'm kind of confused. What do you mean, have his baby taken
care of? Well, she had a baby, but she had a baby. She was impregnated by Floyd, but she didn't go through with it.
But she didn't, watch. So she had a, she actually got an abortion?
Yeah, she didn't go through with it. So that kind of,
so Floyd
is pro-life.
Make sure, is this valid information?
Because Floyd is pro-life. Yeah, it's
an article. So I'm just letting you guys know, if this shit ain't valid, it ain't me that's sitting his ass.
Floyd is pro-life.
But fuck the mask, because the mask will come right off when it comes to legal shit. Your ass is going to be in by yourself. But anyway, so I never knew that about Mayweather and his ex. What's the young lady's name?
We call her Miss Jackson. Her name is Chantel.
Chantel.
Jackson.
Jackson. Okay, so she had a abortion.
Yes, and so allegedly, that kind of allegedly. You'll see.
Because like I said, any news that Zap give me, I have to make sure I put alleged, and like fucking said, alleged.
Go check it out.
Because you never know.
But anyway, after that, the fact of him and her, Nelly hooked up with her, Miss Jackson, Chantel Jackson, and they were dating for 7 years. So what they're saying is rekindlement is she's believing that Nelly got in some mess down in Tampa when he was doing one of those shows.
Well, what did Nelly get in trouble for? Let me make sure I can get all that information.
When he came to Tampa, he was out for a while, and then he was like cold, quiet, and then he started doing those country shows with those country artists. You remember that?
Is it?
He was doing his rap country with other country artists. He was doing like a segment with country artists. It wasn't no rappers. It was just
basically, guys, let me just give you the drift of this, because honestly, Zap confuses the fuck out of me. I know y'all confused.
She ain't catching up, y'all.
Rapper Nelly released after being accused of sexual assault on a tour bus. This is what happened. So
and where?
He telling you guys fucking in Tampa, but he ain't giving you no damn location.
You don't
need
it.
The time of day the shit happened. He's just not good giving fucking information.
Hey,
I don't even know why the fuck you come to work. Why do you come to work if you can't
give
information?
Anyway, I'm couching them.
Anyway, damn it. This article that I'm looking at now, this was October 7th of 2017, and this was saying that rapper Nelly was released and not charged after accusations he sexually assaulted a woman on a tour bus in Washington. He said Tampa. So what? Like I said, y'all, we know where we're getting this fucking information from. You got to definitely make sure it's valid.
Close enough.
The Associated Press reports that an investigation was pending and that the rapper's attorney says that there is no credibility behind the allegations, and he believes that the claim is completely fabricated. Bitch, shut up. Okay, so and then Nelly comes out with this whole Twitter response, and he says, "Let me just say that I am beyond shocked that I have been a target with this false allegation. I am completely innocent. I am confident that once the facts are looked at, it will be very clear that I am a victim of a false allegation." Now, honestly, okay, there's more. Hold on. Let me go to this before I even say any more. It says, to be absolutely fucking clear. He didn't say fucking clear. I just added that myself. It sounded good. I have not been charged with a crime. Therefore, no bail was required. I was released pending further investigation.
Okay.
So I want to know what the fuck happened. Why was this woman, the person who accused him, what did she actually accuse him of doing? I don't really know what that
you
is.
You know, he came out and said, and I read articles. I just don't keep dates on articles.
He came out and said, I didn't know you read.
He was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
What happened?
He said he was in the wrong place at the wrong time, which means he's on tour.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say if groupies come on tour and follow these artists and they go places they're not supposed to go, and maybe he got to that far. But he had to go back and explain to Miss Chantel Jackson what the deal was, because his relationship was in jeopardy at that point when he get caught and cased up with
my thing females. Is for a woman, let me just make this clear, for a woman anything can be assumed or there could be any type of allegation, and to women we think, what the fuck was you doing? Because clearly you was doing something for this to even be a thing, because yeah. See, nobody can say shit about you if you're not in the wrong place at the wrong time doing the wrong shit. That's how we look at it. Women put two and two together and we're like, bitch, I don't care if they say this is not real, but your ass had to be doing some type of shit because your name is in that bitch's mouth. And so now we got a problem. So I understand why she would be that way. But anyway, the whole thing with this whole topic is, why the fuck do people want to put Nelly and Ashanti together when clearly none of y'all hoes want him, because you know he can't do shit. Now she was up there shaking her ass on God knows what, because we already know the dick is probably what? I'll give him about what?
Oh no, I can't comment on the next man thing.
How big is your dick? Zap's dick is probably about what, 3 inches? You're working about 3 inches? Okay.
Three times three.
Anyway, I don't understand why people want this relationship to happen, because honestly, I think they're good performers together, but romantically, I don't think Ashanti wants to. And you know, one thing about Ashanti is I think that she wants to always come and make a scene. Okay, she wants to let Nelly know, this is what you're missing, this is what you won't probably get again, but nigga, we're gonna make this thing the best that it's ever been, so people can talk. You know, this is the perfect time for people to talk. I think Ashanti's coming out with another album, am I right?
It's Ashanti.
I think her album is actually surfacing online. She has new music.
Okay, I hope she, because I want to hear her on some new music, and I want to.
I mean, let's just be clear.
Them red boots.
Let's just be clear. Ashanti doesn't have a voice. Okay. She doesn't.
She,
I mean,
good to me.
Honestly, I'm gonna tell you, even back in the day when she did the with Irv Gotti,
when
you know, said, Irv Gotti
baby.
Wanted to
I love that, but she said,
no, the baby. Thing when you that's not said, good. Zap. Like, not, actually, you sound kind of like her.
Let me see.
You do.
Baby, I'm there for you.
Anyway, I never really thought that Ashanti had a voice. I never thought she had a voice.
I ain't worried about it.
Don't judge me, but I'm just saying.
I don't care.
I don't
men
think
don't care about
when
no
it,
voice.
When it, but I know that's why
if
I said.
If you can say ooze out,
no,
you
no,
got
no.
a voice.
The thing is, for her, I think it would be more of a looksy thing. But Irv Gotti shared a lot of stuff. He was very disrespectful to her. Let me just say, in that whole interview on that podcast. You know, I just think that was just really rude for you to say the things you said about her. And I felt like, why would you have to go and share all that personal information openly on a podcast and repeatedly, you know, calling her a bitch and not in a good way? You know, I don't understand.
I really don't understand. It's what men do when they ain't getting a booty no more.
That's true. But my thing is, you can be bitter and still not disrespect her because you're in your feelings.
But we get mad.
First of all, Irv Gotti probably was married at the time, I think, when he was messing around with Ashanti.
But she was giving up the good goods.
But that doesn't give him a right to say the things he said to her, regardless of how he's feeling.
Oh,
you know,
now we got these.
That's just my opinion. I think I think it was very sloppy.
Sloppy.
I feel bad that this happened. And, you know, I think this whole thing with you guys saying, oh, well, they need to be together again. Let's rekindle this whole fucking relationship. Ashanti don't want no man who can't please her. Because one thing a woman wants is to be loved. She wants to be sexed down. And Nelly Dick ain't big enough to do the job. So bottom line, don't push that on anybody when you already know that's the case. Okay. Mm-hmm. So here's another thing we got to talk about tonight, guys. Because that whole segment of talking about Nelly was... it's just exhausting. You know what? Maybe I should give Nelly a benefit of a doubt. Maybe I shouldn't be so hard about him and his dick.
You shouldn't.
Maybe, I mean, but we saw it. We actually
I didn't
had a
see
chance.
Nothing.
Well, he was having a good time at the point
I
of it.
I didn't
you know.
See nothing. Did you see something?
I saw a little.
You
of
saw
it.
Something?
I saw a little.
How did it make you feel?
It didn't make me feel good at all.
Ridiculous?
It made me feel like when I come in here and I look at your ass and I just wish and I regret every time I have to sit here and look at your ass. It just really makes me sick to my damn stomach. Okay. But anyway, guys, let's talk about Herschel Walker because, of course, Georgia is really happy. Congratulations to Georgia. Congratulations, Georgia. Okay.
Herschel didn't score no touchdown this time, did he?
Herschel Walker lost. Okay. And the Senate race. And honestly, one thing I was really shocked.
Can't kick a field goal, Herschel.
Says the man with the red nose.
No 2 points, Herschel.
But this was the crazy thing about it, though. Herschel Walker, he was running against Raphael Warnock, okay? The pastor, the guy who was always been the better pick when it comes to Herschel Walker, okay? Now, this is the thing. What I was really kind of concerned about, which Georgia has to also be very fucking concerned, you guys need to be worried about this because honestly, looking at those numbers, it did not look fucking good. I mean, for Georgia to be where they are when coming out here and doing voting, it was a lot of people that really gave Herschel Walker the benefit of a doubt. They want, it was scary because, you know,
you state was red.
But wouldn't you expect Zap for the numbers to be
lower,
right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, a lot lower. When I saw it this morning, I saw the whole state of Georgia was red.
It's crazy. Like, I could not believe it. I could not believe it. Zap, when we were looking at it, I think it said what's the guy named? Raph, he's got to come with a damn. I'm going to just call him R.W.
Warnock.
He's just he has a weird name. It sounds like it's something from a damn, what you call that movie? The Hobbit? The Hobbit or something? It's just hard to say. Lord of the Rings. He's got that type of a name.
Warnock.
But it's really difficult for me to say, so don't judge me, guys. I'm proud. I'm happy for him. And but it's just hard to say his name. Raphael Warnock. Okay? Warnock. And it will be Senator. Raphael Warnock.
Senator.
Okay, but I'm so happy for him. I know Georgia's so happy. I'm so happy for Georgia. They did out there. They went to vote. But guys, it was something wrong with those numbers because Herschel was like right there. I think Warnock had like 50 points something. It might have been a little bit higher, but then you had Walker that was like maybe Herschel 49. Mm-hmm. Like it was neck and neck. Like neck and neck. And that's scary because what I want people to understand is, especially Georgia, is that this could have turned out to be a very bad situation if you guys did not want another type of Republican in office. Because if there was a better pick and he was a Republican, I promise you that Raphael Warnock would not be in office. Okay. I believe that a lot of Republicans kind of swayed their vote because they thought that this was a shit show. And this is the kicker. This is the freaking kicker. They're trying to blame Trump for the reason why Walker lost, after we saw Walker making all of these stupid ass comments and trying to kick people who are basically the younger generation from having an option to vote because he claimed they didn't know enough in order to vote. They haven't been through enough. They don't understand how things work. If they were born, I think he said 1990 or something like that.
Yeah, he threw that in there. They shouldn't be voting.
They shouldn't be able to vote.
How are you trying to take people voting rights? Once you turn 18,
it's crazy, right? This is probably one of the crazy ass things I've ever heard him say. But I mean, honestly, Herschel, for people to think, I mean, even if Herschel's delusional anyway, we know he would think that it's because of somebody else.
Herschel had too many hits in the head. They didn't have good padding and equipment back then. Herschel had a lot of hits.
I don't know. I just feel like it's so sad. It really is a sad case because truly, America, we need to do a lot of reevaluating. Because if this is the type of people that we want to bring into office. Now, let me just be honest. Herschel is not as likable as Kanye. Let's just be clear. So that means that if Kanye decides that he wants to run his ass for 2024.
No.
I'm just saying, nigga.
Dunder.
I'm just saying.
Dunder.
Because a lot of people right now are really big on supporting Kanye. And a lot of these people
I would vote for him.
You would vote for him. Oh, God. Well, Zap, you look like him right now. I mean, what? I mean, Zap, you look like him right
now.
Ain't
got no red nose. I vote for him.
So let me ask you this because this is what I was going to say before you mentioned that. A lot of Hebrew Israelites, they're on Kanye's side. They believe that Kanye is. Some of them are. Some of them are. I've been doing my research. I've been looking online and stuff. And, you know, and now they have a lot of Hebrew or you call Muslim people. They have them supporting Kanye for 2024.
Because the Hebrews have always been against the Jewish colony, I guess. And even in the Bible, from my pastor, Pastor RBJ, says that, you know, the Hebrews and Israelites are always fighting the Jewish and stuff like that.
So I don't know.
I expect that to happen, you know, to go on Kanye's side.
I don't know. Yeah. But it's crazy to me how they would actually say that Trump is the reason why Herschel lost. We got to just look at the facts that America, we got to wake up and know that Herschel was not the brightest bulb in the bunch. And maybe people felt a little bit uncomfortable because he was making a lot of statements himself that a lot of people didn't agree about. His own son even said that his father was fucking delusional. Okay. So we can't sit here and think that Trump is the reason why Herschel's campaign did not turn out the way that he wanted to turn out. I think that's ridiculous.
Herschel was on the standing point of winning because they had a lot of Republican backing him up, throwing money his way.
That's true.
He had a lot of people making him as a puppet. And that's true. Be straight up real. So he had them pushing him. Him by himself with nobody helping him.
Right.
Herschel would have been like one vote, two votes, three votes.
But Zap, this is the thing. He had votes. He had enough votes where it was very close. This I'm talking about the majority of people in Georgia.
If I would have ran and Republicans wanted somebody in there just to win that seat, I would have been about the same amount as Herschel. They was pushing Herschel because they wanted somebody who was a Republican from Georgia to be in the seat.
He's the NSYNC, bye bye bye.
He was a puppet. I'm being honest. Okay.
Zap, I have no idea why you would use that.
Because, NSYNC was talking about cutting them strings because they felt like their management was basically like their puppets.
Uh-huh, see? But I think it's kind of crazy that we're going to sit here and say that Trump is the reason why he lost it. Because, no, it's partly, I mean, anybody associated with Trump, yes, it would give them a bad rep. But I promise you that, you know, Georgia, you got to start paying close attention to what's going on. Because clearly, like I said, if Herschel was a different person, they could have been looking at a Republican senator. It's a possibility.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just how I'm seeing it. A lot of people think differently now when it comes to how this government is being ran. Now that this is taking place and now this is all behind us, now you know that Warnock is going to continue to be the senator for Georgia. Then, you know, I think that's a good thing. They celebrated. Everything was great. I'm happy for him. So I just want to give him his props in this podcast because I feel like it was a really tough one. It was a real tough one.
And to go twice, that's the first time I ever seen a runoff, you know, right. Do it twice, you know.
Right.
You know what? They really need to get rid of that whole, if you win, if I vote and y'all vote, say, hey, we like.
Whatever the numbers are.
Right. Just, whatever the numbers are. If the one numbers has say more the numbers than the other one, okay, then the person win. They got to get to 50.
I agree.
Or they got to get to, that's stupid.
I agree. Because first of all, let me just say this too. Herschel Walker had $25 million in campaigns for this whole thing, right? And then you had Raphael Warnock who had double that. And you mean to tell me that it still came out with the votes being as close as it did? There is something clearly wrong with this picture. Clearly wrong with this picture. I don't know. I'm just saying, Georgia, pay attention. Okay, now.
Oh, boy.
Do we need to have a break gravy. A break before we get into this? Because I really believe that Zap is going to need all.
I gotta take this off. When I see this. Oh, my goodness. I got to take this off. What is he done now?
No, wait.
What? Let me focus.
We're going to be talking about Bill Cosby. Okay.
Focus on
now. Listen, I don't understand why they're so desperate to knock this man down. They really at this point.
Billy William. William. What are you doing, William?
At this point, they really want to see old Bill go. Okay. I believe that even if he don't go to jail, they're going to end up putting this man in the grave.
And put him in the grave. Pushing up daisies.
Bill is going to have a heart attack.
Pushing up daisies.
Because first of all, his wife has endured too much. And I know he has to sit there and look at his wife every day. And she look at that man and say, you piece of shit. You know what you did. Women.
I don't know if she called him that. Yes, she probably said.
Yes, they do. See, women have a way. Because, see, right now she's at that age where she's like, you know what? I'm not going to sit here and fight with your ass.
No, she at that age where I can't go nowhere.
I'm just saying.
I'm already in it. She's at that old grandma age.
She at that age. She's at that age. She's like, I'm not going to sit here and go back and forth with this bastard. But you better believe your ass going before I go. Mm-hmm. This is, sometimes you just look at your men and fucking disappointment. And I believe.
See, that's a good woman there. That's a good thing. I wish I could find one like that.
Her to look at in disappointment rather than leaving his ass.
She's just coming in, rub his head and say, I'm so disappointed in you, but you know what? I'm going to stay right here with you.
She's very disappointed in him, I'm sure. But this is what really went on. This is from the Los Angeles Times, guys. They said that Bill Cosby was accused of sexual assault by 5 women, including 2 Cosby Show actors. Ooh, okay. Now, this is the time when they were doing the Cosby Show. So, you know, there's got to be some truth to this. Ooh. Now, a lot of people say, why y'all keep doing this to Bill? What do y'all really want? A lot of people think that these women are out here just want money. Because, first of all, the bitches could have came out a long damn time ago and said what they felt they wanted to say. And when I say bitch, I mean a good bitch and a bad bitch. Okay. Because there's good bitches out there. I'm a good bitch. So, I
could have been part of it. He had a lot of women.
He had a lot of
part of that crew.
He had a lot of women.
He had the way to.
Bill knew how to get the women. Yeah. However, now this whole thing about him taking these little whatever these types of things and pills or whatever and putting them in whatever to do whatever he's going to do, this has me thinking, okay, Bill, something is really wrong. Now, everybody can't be lying. However, I do believe there's people out there who want to try to frame him and make him look worse than what he actually is. And I'm just trying to understand, people, why are we doing this? Why do we wait till now to come up with this and bring this up? I'm never saying that it's never a time you shouldn't bring it up, but don't be afraid. We've already seen women come out and say what happened to them. They went to court. You know, we thought this whole thing was over, you know? But now it doesn't look like there's any hope for him because this thing keeps continuously happening.
Exactly. And so, these are Cosby. These are people who will say that they were on the show at a particular time.
I guess so. Okay. I mean, they said, okay, let me read the article so that all we won't right. be a little bit. Because I love putting shit in my own fucking words and it'd be wrong. And I have to go back and say, bitch, I was wrong. But let me just read to you guys what's really going on. Because, Bill, I'm really concerned, Bill. I really am. Your ass need to get your shit together, Bill.
Because I'm trying to figure out.
It seemed like he would have more time making the pudding. Didn't even do the pudding. He should be doing that. But anyway.
No pudding.
It says.
What are you doing in my cell? Get out of my cell.
Anyway.
You should not be in my cell. I don't have any more pudding to give any more inmates.
Oh, my God. Zap. If anybody doing something with pudding, I know it's your damn ass. Anyway. Bill Cosby is facing, it says, more legal turmoil for alleged sexual assault more than a year after he was freed from prison in 2021. Now, it says in a lawsuit filed Monday in New York State Court that 5 women, including Cosby Show actors Lily Bernard and Eden Thiel, claimed that they were sexually abused and assaulted by the former television star. The Associated Press had reported this. Okay, so Bernard and Thiel, I might not be saying her, Teal. I'm trying to say it as best I can. I'm really bad with fucking names, so just forgive me. And Sindra Ladd, who previously spoke out about Cosby's alleged behavior, they all are suing the actor alongside additional plaintiffs, Jewel Giddens and Jennifer Thompson, under New York's 1-year window for adults to file a sexual abuse complaint. Okay, hold on. Okay. So, Now it's making sense. The suit also claims that NBC and television companies.
That's what they're really suing.
You think that's what, they really what it
want.
Is?
Bill ain't got no money. They want the NBC and ABC company. That's what they want. They want the Peacock. Y'all mess with the Peacock.
Well, the Cosby Show, from what we got here, was aired from 1984 to 1992. And in a statement to the Times on Tuesday, Cosby's representative Andrew Wyatt called the latest lawsuit frivolous, which I think so too. I'm not saying that this didn't happen to these women. I can't say that because you never know. There's a lot of people who got away with a lot of bad things, and we just can't sit here and say that someone's lying and they're not. I know you would zap because you're just that type of person, but I actually have a heart, and I do want to listen and hear what these people have to say. And we have to take every call to action. If somebody says they were done wrong or sexually assaulted, you have to take that woman's word for it. You have to investigate. Yeah. We have to find out all the facts. And definitely, if you really did this, Bill, I'm really disappointed if you really did this.
How you go to jail, get out of jail,
yeah,
and get ready to go back in
That's
jail,
what I'm saying.
And you ain't left your house.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't get it.
But see, this is the thing. We don't, no one really knows what Bill did back then. You know, that was a totally different time. I think when The Cosby Show came out, I was, what, 5-6 years old?
It's hard to me imagine Bill Cosby, even at a younger Bill Cosby, you know, doing that stuff.
Actually,
you know,
when it first premiered, Zap, 1984, I was born in 1983. I was 1 year old when the first episode filmed.
Jello pudding.
So, you know, we wouldn't really know, I wouldn't really know what actually went on in that time. So it's just something that we have to look at.
Well, you know what, I got to get these names, and maybe I'll come back in the next episode and give you these names. But there were some girls from this area, the twins, they call them the Cosby twins. Remember them? Mm-hmm. They are from this area. I seen them maybe, I'll say 15 years ago.
Wait, who's the twins? Who are they?
They're called the Cosby twins. They were on Cosby the episode. Twins? They were twins from the Bay Area.
I think I remember.
And they live here in this area.
Was a boy and a girl?
No, two girls, I think.
I don't remember. I think I do. I want to know.
And somebody give me those names. Are those the ones that are filing the suit? But see, they were kids back then. They're not saying kids.
No, I don't
They're saying an older adult. Possibly.
I don't know. The thing is, let me make sure, because I don't really know the ages of... but I'm assuming if it happened back then...
They were young kids, but are they saying these... Are these actors saying that they were... what would you call it? What is his daughter name in the show, of course? The little bi-skinned, high yellow, married the little... Aquaman. What is his name? Lisa Bonet.
Oh, Lord.
Is it somebody like her age or Vanessa?
I have no idea.
I want to know this.
Honestly, I read this story today, which was crazy that it came out today, because I was thinking to myself, I thought all this drama with Bill Cosby was over. I can't believe this shit is even still going on. This is what's got me confused. I'm just a little bit like torn.
They want blood.
Because I'm not sure why this is still going. But apparently there's a 34-page lawsuit details multiple separate instances of alleged rape, drugging by Cosby. Okay. And this happened throughout the 1960s and into the 1990s. So, okay. Several of the defendants allege that Cosby, 85, has placed an intoxicant in their beverages and raped them. Now, see, this is the thing that I have a problem with this. Because first of all, and I know this can't go up on YouTube. This has to definitely go just up you know, the website probably. But this is what I have a problem with. You know that all these stories are coming together and all these women are saying the same exact thing. Now, I would doubt if the stories were coming out and then it was all different stories. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But these are not all different stories. These are all the same type of instances that occurred. These were things that all of these women are saying happened to them. So I'm only led to believe, Bill, that maybe your ass did have something to do with what the fuck is going on. Okay? We have to look at Bill Cosby, because truly there is something actually wrong here with this picture. Don't you think?
There's something different.
Because I know plenty of times women done said, you done tried to get their goods without their permission.
But
we're not going to go there. We don't want to get you locked up.
I didn't put that dollar in the right place if I did that. They dollar goes in a certain spot.
I'm speaking on Zap at the strip club. Zap has done a lot of things that y'all have no idea about.
You don't have that money, then you don't get
the honey. Keep living, keep watching, and your ass is going to find out.
You want to get the honey.
Oh my goodness.
Say it with me. You gotta have the money if you want to get the honey.
I'm so done with Zap. Zap makes it very difficult for me. I'm trying my best to overlook his ass. It's hard not to look over there and see him in his damn mask, because every time I look at him, the person I think,
you know,
about
who I hope they don't get on on any kind of charges.
I hope you put that mic to your mouth. That's what I hope, so we can hear what
I
you
hope
gotta
they
say.
Don't get special song. I hope they don't get Stevie Wonder. I hope they don't get him on any charges, because Stevie been a good man ever since.
If anybody wants to do that to Stevie Wonder, they're going to literally have to take his damn hand and put it in the place that they want it to be for
but
him.
But he
to
can get off
to him.
Stevie Wonder, I'm sorry, but he can get off. He can say he was feeling for the light.
Zap, that ain't right. Zap, no, that ain't. I'm not doing it,
say,
Zap. No.
He can say he's feeling for the light switch.
So I'm not doing
he was
it.
Looking for a
Coca-Cola. I'm not. That is wrong. That is wrong on all levels, though. I do not have no parts in what he just said. I'm just letting y'all know this
I'm
is
sorry,
comedy.
Stevie.
But I'm not going to entertain
I'm
that.
Sorry, Stevie.
We only talk about people who are able to be talked about. Put
What's
it that
this?
Way.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was a I thought that was a Snicker bar.
I'm dead.
I'm sorry, Stevie.
I'm not entertaining this.
I'm so sorry, Stevie.
I'm not entertaining that.
Okay,
I'm not
sorry, Stevie.
And you need to repent. Please, you call yourself a damn Christian, but this is what the hell you
I
do.
I told you 4 days to
so,
Sunday.
You know what? You guys are going to be spoiled because tomorrow night, me and Zap will be back on tomorrow night, right? We're going to be coming on tomorrow night and we're just going to be doing a hangout. It's not going to be about topics. We're just going to be shooting the breeze. So you guys are going to catch us just having comedy radio tomorrow night. So you guys are in luck if you're looking at this podcast, okay? But I wanted to get this story out tonight. But Zap, you just really... You really need to pray, Zap. You really need to pray.
I said sorry. Now what I gotta do?
I understand. That ain't right. That ain't right.
4 days to Sunday. I got plenty of time to make up for what I said. So I'm sorry,
and all them actions you was doing, you better hope and pray something don't happen to you.
I'm sorry, Steven.
Anyway, this is one thing I want to talk about tonight too, guys, because it was like on my mind because I'm like, here we go again.
Man, she looked like Madonna. I thought that was Madonna when you flashed it on the screen. I'm serious.
That don't look like no Madonna.
She looked just like Madonna.
So are you trying to say that Madonna look like Wendy Williams?
Whoever's older.
I don't know. You know what, though? This is the crazy thing about it. Madonna looked damn good to be her age, right?
Like a virgin.
Madonna looks good. I don't know what Madonna's doing, but this is what people told me, and this is what I heard. I'm not saying it's true. But somebody told me, you know how the Kardashians was doing like the blood and stuff on their face or whatever when they went to the doctor. But people was telling me that Madonna took it a step further. Now she just takes the cum out the penis and she just rubs it.
God, Madonna, I ain't got nothing to do with that.
I'm just saying.
It's 4 days of Sunday.
No.
Nothing to do with
that. That's what I was told. I'm saying, I'm not saying that's true, but they said that she would do that instead of just, you know, putting the blood on there. And then another thing was too, somebody said, well, it's because she slept with a lot of black men, so you get black, you know, black don't crack, and when you get that, when they're inside of you, you normally you're going to be good fit, you know, you're going to be good. So that's why she's looking so
that's
young.
Where they got the bobblehead from Madonna.
Zap, you are out of here.
That's exactly,
you know, that's wrong. Zap.
Everybody with a bobber head, that's where they get it from.
Zap.
I'm sorry,
Zap,
Madonna.
No, Zap, Zap, you need to pray on that, Zap. You need to pray on
four
that.
Four days
that,
of
that
Sunday,
that,
I will.
The Lord going to have a lot of damn plans for you.
4 days of Sunday, I will.
You keep saying that, but you tomorrow night when you get on here with me to just have the chit chat, you need to apologize to everybody you saying things about.
Bobber head be doing all like this in your car. They really got it live. Yeah.
Anyway, the whole story with Wendy Williams and her son, I thought it was very sad because you guys know we had this conversation about, Kevin Hunter Sr.
Oh, yeah.
And how he went on this rant in social media. And he's telling everybody that he's broke. He can't afford to even pay his bills for his home. And he also mentioned that he was going to be, I think he said it was in foreclosure, correct?
Yeah,
so what I wanted to know, what home are we talking about? Because is this the home that he actually had Sharina in when he was cheating on Winnie behind her back?
He probably
and
did.
And if that's the home, then nigga, you probably need to lose it.
It's
okay.
Probably did.
And then now we have a situation where I just felt like saying this because a lot of people made a lot of valid comments. They were saying that, you know what? Kevin Hunter Sr. has ruined it for Kevin Jr. You know, like you went and had a baby with another woman. You got a son who's trying to go to school, which he can't even go to school because he's got to get out of school to take care of his mom's. And not only that, his mom's had to pay his father spousal support.
That's dirty.
And you know what I'm saying? And everything that Wendy built up for her child, her only one king, he can't even live to enjoy that money because his father is got his hand out because he went and his dick magically just fell in somebody else's pussy and now he's got a baby.
What happened? Abracadabra. But that happened. But my thing is with him, what the son is, you don't have to live outside your means just because you're a celebrity. You can still live within your means. He ain't got no business having that whatever the past apartment he had. You can live in a regular day.
That's what I was saying too.
Campus dorm.
Yeah.
Look at all the celebrities that had that son, Tony Dungy at one point. They were living in dormitories and stuff like that. You know, doing what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
You gotta live lavishly.
I agree. Come because on. That money, honestly, him being that young, it's not like that's where he's gonna be permanently.
Exactly.
I just feel like he's a kid. you know, well, he's a young man. And really, even if you have a celebrity, if your parent is a celebrity, I think celebrities are now getting to the point where they're saying, no, I want my child to learn to work for everything. I don't want them to feel like because I'm a celebrity, they're entitled to everything because it's hard out here. And I really applaud those parents who do that. And even though people saying, well, you're there, you're a celebrity, you should want to do for your kids because you have it. Yes, you can do special things for them, mm-hmm. but you also have to teach them that it's hard out here and you got to get a job and you got to go to school and you got to work. I just feel like at this point, this is a prime example. This is a lesson. Something's happening to Wendy. Wendy has no money, and now she needs you guys to be there for her. And it just turned out that, you know, it's a bad situation.
Now you got to work study, homie.
But his father, he's sitting on line complaining about what he's not got instead of looking for a job. You got a whole another little kid, little baby to take care of. Your job is to get out there and provide for your family, mm-hmm. you know, but at the same time, living off of your ex-wife's money, that's not going to be appealing to any damn body.
If he had enough sense, he would have put some of it in the bank and
invested. And invested. It should have been invested.
He had a little sense in his head.
But my thing is he's taking away opportunities and things for Kev. He's taking that away from him. His mom worked her butt off to be able to take care and put food on the table for her son. And any parent would do that for their kids. And you mean to tell me you're going to sit here and act like as a father that you're not obligated to help this boy get to wherever he's got to go? He's in college. He's supposed to be living his best life. Okay? It pisses me off because I see men like this all the time. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's sad. I'm sad for Wendy.
Know, it's that and honestly,
let me
know,
see when her podcast is coming out.
I don't get it. Wendy should have had a dang prepaid some plan for him, even just locked in or whatever.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, he ain't doing bad.
Like you said, like a trust,
but a little trust fund.
But the thing is, if she's broke, but my thing is how is she? And this is another thing that I'm a little concerned about. Like, how is she broke? How is she broke, Wendy?
She broke because they won't give her money.
No, I think they had that all solved though. I think they had that all figured out. It was all taken care of. It was all figured out at some point. And my thing is they were talking about the podcast coming out. Everybody's been asking when is the podcast coming out? And I don't know. I don't know if it's ever going to happen. Wendy loved doing her show, but my thing is if Wendy's not better now, how can she possibly get on there and do anything?
Exactly.
You know, Wendy might get up there one day. Wendy don't know what the fuck is going on in her mind right now. How's she going to know about what's going on with other people's lives? You know?
She don't know. I mean, she was in radio and all this other stuff for a long time, but it's a different world out here in this podcast, Wendy.
I really would like to see Wendy back on again, though. I'm not going to lie.
You see what I got
to
do?
Wendy gave us a lot of shit to talk about. She gave us all the hot topics. Everything that was going on, she gave it to us.
I never liked the show. I think you liked it.
I did. I mean, I was a fan. Let me just say, I was a fan.
You know, and I don't wish nothing on nobody, but you know what I'm saying? When you throw that out there, like, I know I got a lot of stuff coming back at me, but when you throw that out there, it's going to come right back at you.
Zap, that's because you're not a good person. Okay, let's just be clear. You're not a good person. You try to be, but you're not. And that's the bad part about it. I really pray for you because you really do need prayer. Okay.
Anyways.
But I'm more so just sad because I did not want to see this. This is the last thing I would want to see for Wendy and for her son.
And another thing. Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna put him on spotlight.
Okay.
Every other celebrity kid is doing something, whether they're doing some little adventure or clothing line or something. Right. Why did he come up with that?
No, because see, Wendy Williams, I'm going to tell you, she's a smart woman. Wendy Williams told her son, I want you to get an education.
Wendy Williams
told him the ends, and believe me, she had this conversation with her baby boy. She said, this is what happens in the industry. This is what goes wrong. Wendy tried to protect him and she wanted him to have his self established in his own way. And I think she did the right thing by that. I do. I think she did the right thing.
I agree half with you with that, but you're not a normal.
Well, you know, celebrity kids, they start, having t-shirt lines.
Yeah, you could have had a little t-shirt
line,
something to fall back on if college didn't work out for you. Because not saying that you're the smartest thing on the block, but if you could have had a still backup and say, you know what, if something don't happen
right,
then at least I got me a little clothing line, a little t-shirt line, a little, what's his name, Kev?
One thing I can say, Kev is handsome. He's not an ugly young man.
What you talking about?
No, I'm just saying he's a handsome young man. So he can have opportunities out there for him to help him you know, move
He ain't no model. I ain't gonna give him that.
Yeah, he's a handsome kid.
I know he look like something from Black Panther, but he ain't no no model. Zap, like that.
You're really being rough tonight. Ignore Zap tonight. He's really having a bad day. I don't know why he's so negative tonight. Normally I'm negative, but this bitch, he's more negative tonight. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I don't know who's spitting his coffee, but I'm just saying this was a terrible, unfortunate situation. I never want this to happen to a kid, you know. No, I know people say, well, he's not a kid, but I look at him. It's Wendy's baby. It's going to always be her baby. And Wendy, we got to agree, she had some things set up for him that was for him to be able to go out in the future and better himself. And mm-hmm. I want that for him. I want him to be able to do that. But it's like everybody's taking all this away from him. His father is just pissed me off. Anyway.
So, okay. So if they scraping for money right now. So,
well, I don't know. I don't even know where Wendy's at.
They hurting.
I don't know where Wendy's at.
In rehab, out of rehab.
I don't know. Last time I heard, she was doing good. They had pictures. They were staging up for the pictures and they said, oh, Wendy's coming out with a podcast. Remember they had her sitting up on that swing. Like she was going, but after that, you ain't heard nothing else. Now all of a sudden you hear, everybody's waiting. Everybody's waiting.
They're waiting to see what happens.
And a lot of people say, oh, this is karma for Wendy Williams. You guys are people got to understand, you don't wish bad on people. We don't wish bad on people.
Okay, we've all been taught in our family that if you throw something out bad, it's got to come back in bad from you. So it's like karma, what you said, karma. But we always been taught that. We know that. That's the rule of thumb. Right. You do bad, you get bad back.
But we don't want
to. I always said she is a person that shouldn't have been doing that. She could have eased up on some of the celebrities.
Like
who were going
through. What do you want her to ease up on?
I watched maybe two segments of her show and she just went off on certain celebrities, you know, constantly. They were like, man, we didn't deserve that, you know.
So, Zap, look at what you're doing tonight. I mean, you're attacking people for no fucking reason.
Hey, but Zap,
I mean, you've been really evil tonight. So we could put you in that same category. I'm just going to be honest.
It's a robbery.
That's anyway,
Zap ain't holding no feeling. He's robbing everybody feeling.
Zap is being a bad person. But anyway, guys, we really loved having you guys tonight for this show. But just know, hangout is coming tomorrow, right, Zap? Are we going to do a hangout hour tomorrow? Just a hangout hour, just to catch up on everything that's going on. We're just going to have some fun.
I'm having some wine, too, tomorrow.
Yeah, have you some wine so we can really talk about things. And we're going to have a good time tomorrow night for the hangout hour. Because this show, I think it's going to be a little bit more mature. So I only think I can put this up on the website.
Okay.
Because we said a lot of things that might get on a lot of people's nerves. Now, I could clip this up and put some stuff on YouTube, of course. But majority of this show will be probably on the website itself. And I'm gonna make sure I put XXX because this is gonna be a bad show. Okay. It's gonna be very mature.
Wait till you see the next show. If this is the XXX, wait till you see the next show.
I want it to be
Canelo. Look for me next show. XXX. Brandis.
Oh God, now he's calling Brandis name.
XXX.
I mean Zap. I'm really worried. So next show for the hangout hour.
Raise up out of this chair. You're going to see a little bit. You don't want to see that.
Wait a minute. So now you're calling Brandis and Canelo. Wow.
That's right. Calling them out. They're my number one hitters.
All right, guys. Well, we really enjoyed you guys. It's been a long 50 minutes. Trust me. I mean, I try to do the best I can when I got this bastard over here with me. Okay. But we really enjoyed you guys. And as always, we want you guys to have a good night and check in on us tomorrow because we're going to be doing the hangout hour. All right. See you guys later.